I'm Emily Reformat, editor of Automatic Merchandiser Magazine and Vending Market Watch, and I'm speaking with Mark Diffenbach today, director of specialty sales at the Hershey Company. Mark, thanks for being with us today.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Thanks. Thank you for having me, Emily.
Great. Well, with the one show next week, you know, we're all thinking about the industry, the trends and challenges. What have you noticed over the about the industry, you know, following your year as NAMA's chair?
I think the beauty of our industry are the people that are in the industry. And what I've seen has just been a renewed sense of energy and passion about the business. You think about all the technological innovations that are coming and the innovation around micro markets and cashless vending and all the advances that have been made with the coffee, tea, and water event and progress we've made there. But really, what's made all of that happen has been the energy and the passion of the people that are part of the industry. And you can point to any one of a number of individuals over the last year that I've had opportunity to spend time with, and you'd be just amazed to see them light up when they talk about what this industry is and what they see it becoming. And so for the last year, that's probably the most significant thing that I've seen.
That's great insight. What are some of the opportunities that these people or you yourself, you know, have noticed for operators?
You know, I think the biggest, the whole positioning for growth capital campaign that we embarked on a little over a year ago has been a real tell. And when you think about the state of the industry and the state of the economy, to see the membership in the industry, both at the supplier and at the operator and the distributor and the broker levels, and the financial commitments and pledges that they've made to support what we have identified are the strategic areas of opportunity. You think about research, and we think about thought leadership, and most importantly, we think about advocacy and what our new government affairs vice president can bring to the party and those things. I think that's what you really see when you really get a sense of what people see in terms of value from the industry and from the NAMA Association as a whole. So, you know, those areas, they understand that those are very important to our success long term, and they're rallying around that. And so that's what's been, I think, most neat to see.
Well, terrific. Well, thanks so much for talking with us today, Mark, and for Automatic Merchandiser and Vending Market Watch. This is Emily Reformat.